Jess in with you this morning, and for the last time talking sport with me on Hunter Valley today, it's Mitchell Hughes from NBN News in Newcastle. Mitch, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm great, Jess, and I'm just wondering what I'm going to do every Thursday from now on when you're not calling me for a chat. I won't have to be as prepared to have a conversation in the future on a Thursday morning about sport.
I won't have to worry about you being sleep deprived or complaining that you've been awake all night because of your twins.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm just trying to make sure that you're ready when you become a mother, if you want to become a mother.
Thank you. There is plenty to talk about this morning, though. Let's start with obviously the big story of the last couple of days is that State of Origin will be played in Newcastle next Wednesday night.
Yeah, this is obviously a huge announcement. The first game being played in Townsville was a major coup for a regional town up in Queensland, and it obviously didn't go great for the Queenslanders, went quite well for the New South Wales boys, but the fact that it went somewhere else, and obviously the crowd up there was huge, and no place in Australia, I guess, embraces rugby league the way that the Hunter does. So to bring it into Newcastle seemed like a bit of a no-brainer, and I think that, unfortunately, COVID has changed things dramatically over the last 2 years in so many ways, and this might actually be the only time we can think of it in a positive light, because I doubt they ever would have brought it to Newcastle, if it wasn't for the fact that Sydney's still in the lockdown. So good news for Hunter sporting fans. Obviously, the Sydney fans can't travel. No one from the greater Sydney area, the bubble, Sydney, Wollongong, Blue Mountain, Central Coast can travel. So it's kind of exclusive to Northern New South Wales, Hunter, Northern New South Wales people. So 20,000 tickets available and, obviously social distancing and all that sort of stuff, masks and police already warning that, don't try and get in if you're not from around that area. So huge news. Unfortunately, I guess, timing-wise, Daniel Safidi ruled out for the Blues, which is unfortunate because obviously that would have been the Knights' link to the New South Wales side playing here. But ironically, the Knights have Kalyn Ponga back in the Maroon side, and Kurt Mann was named on an extended bench. So I don't think there'll be too many people going for the Queenslanders just because Kalyn's in the team, but there might be a few people excited to see him run around on what is his home ground in Maroon's colours. But a huge occasion for Newcastle, just off the back of so many big things that have come here in the last couple of years, the supercars, the World Surf League events, the AP Grand Final, so hopefully it's a sign of things to come. It's awesome that the stadium can hold this event, and hopefully, it's not the last time we see a big event come to Newcastle that, bypasses Sydney.
Yeah, that's exactly right. No, it's going to be fantastic. And, of course, the Newcastle Knights do have a bye this week, but our pick, the score game, is the Rabbitohs taking on the Cowboys in Newcastle tomorrow night. What do you reckon the final score might be there, Mitch?
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting one. Obviously, Origin has robbed both teams of a couple of players, so the Rabbits were travelling all right before this, so it might be a little bit closer because of the Origin impact. So let's go 26 points to 12 in favour of the Bunnies.
All right, head to 2nm.com.au and get those scores in. You could win at $200 thanks to our mates at Domain Computers Rutherford and Domain Electrical at Rutherford. Now, last night, Mitch, we had another big thing for Newcastle. It was, of course, the fight with Tim Zhu, and he came out on top at the Zhucastle Entertainment Centre, I believe.
He certainly did. It's another interesting one. As you said, a big event coming to Newcastle, the Zhucastle Entertainment Centre, as it was renamed for this fight. Unfortunately, the hype around this fight was based around this Michael Zarafa matchup that was, he'd been calling for so long, and then obviously he pulled out not long before the fight. And a young guy named Stevie Spark from Toowoomba stepped in. He was pulling beers at his local pub when he got the call to say, would you like to come down and fight Tim Zhu? And we spoke to him a few days before the fight, and he'd stepped up, I think it was almost 6 kilos in the last couple of months in order to be able to take this fight on that weight division. And obviously it just proved too much. Tim Zhu's being talked about as, the face of Australian boxing. He's the kind of guy that's going to go on and win a world title and bring a lot of publicity back to Australia. And again, he proved that last night. He's not overawed by the big stage, and he made fairly light work of Stevie Spark. Stevie Spark, to his credit, he did step in to make sure the fight went ahead. He was a really lovely guy to deal with. He was humbled by the fact that they picked him to come down here and have the fight. So all credit to him. But the undercard also a little bit of interest for the Hunter people with Cessnox Troy O'Mealy taking on Gunnedah's Wade Ryan. It was a rematch of a fight that happened in December up at Cessnock at the bowling club. And unfortunately, for the Hunter fans, the same result. Troy was beaten in a split decision in December, and this time around, Wade Ryan won again, this time a little bit earlier in the fight. So for Troy, that's his second loss in his career, and coincidentally to the same guy. So for Wade Ryan, onto bigger and better things, and I guess for Troy, you know, regroup and see where he goes from here.
It's great to have the local flavour at events like that, and particularly at the Olympic Games over in Tokyo. We've caught up with Dan Repicoli on the show, who's going over to do pistol shooting, but there's plenty of other locals who are heading over as well.
Yeah, it's huge, actually. We were only just talking about it in the newsroom last week, that it's been so uncertain as to whether the Games would go ahead that we've sort of been preparing, but preparing as if it's going ahead and not knowing whether it would. And then we just had this flurry of every time there was a sport was named every day, whether it be swimming or athletics or something like that, the Hunters seem to have a connection. We've got a girl named Poppy Olsen who's going to represent Australia, and she lives in Newcastle for skateboarding. We've got a couple of swimmers in Tristan Howard and Abby Harkin, who were originally from the Hunter. You name it, we've got sailors, we've got athletics. Rose Davies is going for the 5,000 metres. So there's definitely going to be plenty for Hunter fans to cheer on when the games start. And being in Tokyo, it's actually nicer than being in Europe, where a lot of the time you've got to watch the Olympics at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning. Being in Tokyo, we'll actually get to watch a fair bit of it at a reasonable time. So hopefully things go smoothly and, you know, the Olympics goes off without a hitch. I mean, obviously there's huge amounts of controversy from over in Japan. They haven't handled the pandemic quite as well as they would have hoped. And there's plenty of COVID running around over there. So a lot of the athletes are just flying in, doing their events a day later and then flying back out again. So it's going to be interesting to see how the whole thing plays out. And I guess for their sake, after training for now 5 years, get through their events and get home safely.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Mitch, heaps going on. Thank you so much for updating us every week on the sport that is going on around the Hunter. We all know sports not my strong point, but you've certainly helped me understand it a lot better.
Well, hopefully you've learned a thing or two.
No, definitely. So thank you for being part of the show, Mitch. We really, really appreciate it.
No worries, Jess. Anytime.